Welcome to Celebration Community Church's Sunday Sermon Series. Celebration is located in San Jose, California. We would love to have you join us on Sunday morning. Find out more at www.celebratejesus.net or call our office at 408-225-1000. Now, enjoy the message.
Chronicles 7:14. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says this: Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people chosen as his inheritance. Then it says in 2 Chronicles, If then my people, upon whom my name has been pronounced, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, I will hear them from heaven and pardon their sins and heal their land. And then 1 Peter 2:9 says, But you, and remember I said last week, you put this in the first person. It's you, when you say, when the Bible says you, you put your name in that. I'm going to read it as you, but you put your name. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Father, we thank you again that we do walk in the light. Our purpose is to be light. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that wherever the details are for the days ahead, you will guide us and direct us. So thank you again for that confidence that you who have begun a good work in us shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. And we claim that together in your holy name. And everybody said, amen. 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 You can be seated. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Now, we've got people listening online, and we know that the vacation of a four-day weekend, I'm going to have trained everybody again on Tuesday. But as you remember, this 2016 is the year of grace and mercy. In 2016, the bottom line is, and you should be able to speak this in your sleep, that God needs you. And when I said you, you put your name in there. He needs us. And we've been talking about that for a long while now. Today, across this nation, we're celebrating Independence Day. And we are independent of all the situations, but we are never to be independent from God. That's the one that we... So it's Independence Day from everything else that the world has to offer, but dependent upon God. Just quickly, our country, a lot of people... Do you know that they're not teaching history anymore in high school? In colleges, no more history. And the history that they do teach, they're rewriting. And did you know that Christopher Columbus is a bad guy? Did you know the Pilgrims were bad people? They came into this wonderful, beautiful country, and we ruined everything. Well, if you go back and listen to read the stories, the correct historical record, it's not at all the case. We helped the Indians and supported them, but everything has been turned around so that they did a man on the street asking high school kids and college kids, what is Independence Day? And time you should have fireworks and hot dogs. And it's just sad that we've lost our inheritance because we've forgotten about the past. Well, it's my position, and you know that I'm pretty strong on this. I love this nation, and I love it so much that whatever is necessary that God says for us to do in terms of establishing that spiritual platform, which is destroying it, as we've been talking about, to be that person that can help promote what this nation is all about. It was the peace treaty of Paris in 1763 ended the French and Indian War. And the peace treaty of Paris of 1783 negotiated between the United States and Great Britain and ended the Revolutionary War and recognized America's independence. When was the Declaration of Independence written? 1776. So it was in 1783 that there was a proclamation that was accepted by the by England that America became independent, and America was established as a place of liberty, a place of freedom, and a place of peace. I don't know how many of you have lived overseas, but I've told this story before. I spent most of my life overseas and the other part of my life here in the United States. And the difference of this nation compared to whatever the best out there is so completely different that it is something that, well, you learn to appreciate. And what's happening today breaks my heart. If you understand what the purpose is, what's been going on these last years of globalism. You know what globalism is? Where there's no boundaries, there's no barriers. Everybody, it's just one mass of population. You see what's happening in Europe today. And the cessation of England from the European Union. Because they were losing their identity. I said last week that 18.3 million immigrants were literally excused of accepting the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States. There's no longer any allegiance here in the United States. In fact, when you look across this country, this beloved country of ours, they're set up individual sections of community where they don't speak English, they don't want to have anything to do with America. That's the difference of the past. The people came to this because they wanted to become Americans. And I have absolutely nothing against immigration because we all have immigrated, correctly? Correct? And we bring the different seasonings into what makes America great. But today, we are being repopulated and we're losing our identity. And that's why I wanted to minister a message today on the importance of what it means to understand God being in this country. How was this accomplished? America's roots are deeply planted in spiritual legacy of those pilgrims and early forefathers who established this nation, everybody say it, under God. They were almost to a man professing Christians who came to America in search of freedom. Christians wrote the Constitution. The idea that America would not be directed by the Word of God was not conceivable to those men. And they did not even feel it was necessary to mention the word Christian in the Constitution. One nation, under God, indivisible. What we've become, and we've got to fight for whatever that means and pray for this country. And I encourage you to every single day, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from doing nothing, then I will come, hear their prayers, and heal their land. This is not politics. It's stewardship. And God has given us something very, very beautiful in this nation. And we are left sticking our finger in our ear, watching things being taken away from us. And I'm talking about a militant kind of prayer that recognizes that we are not dealing with flesh. We are dealing with principalities, powers, and dominion. They don't want America to be different. And that spiritual realm which we see is now, you can't say God without getting somebody's dander up. You can't talk about God. You can talk about other religions, but you can't talk about Christianity. And the most powerful entity on the face of this earth is the Christian church. And I'm sad to say, like I said, we've been asleep at the wheel. Today, I said what I've been talking about in these last weeks. There is a removal of our moral compasses. The reformulating of the principles of which this nation was built upon. The culture restructuring called tolerance. I have to accept what other people can do, but they don't have to accept what I want to do. And it's not being angry in the wrong way. Do you know the Bible says that we can be angry? It doesn't say, it says, be angry but don't sin. So I'm angry at what is happening to our nation, and I'm being angry and concerned that what is we are passing down to my grandkids. And folks, it's scary. But again, we fight not against the flesh. When we recognize that we're not dealing with politics, we're dealing with a spiritual invasion, because that's what the Bible says it's going to happen in the end times. But also, as I've been ministering, this is good news, right? We win. Turn to somebody and say, you win. Now, you can win from a prisoner camp, POW camp, or you can win on the battlefield. We don't want prisoners of war. We are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Things that are redefining foundational structures as the family in our religious foundations. Many people have said, it seems like things are just out of control. I don't have confidence in our leaders anymore. Things are happening that I don't believe in. Things are so much, there's so much strife and so much turmoil. I don't feel safe. It seems that we've lost our focus, our freedom, and our peace. Well, I want to talk about that. I want to make sure that I don't go off on a bunny trail. Can we live in peace in these challenging times? The answer is, for God to bless America, America has to bless God. And when we understand some of the things that are going on today, John 16, and this is the peace. You can't get peace from the world. You can't get the peace that we've talked about that surpasses all understanding. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. In fact, it says in John 16, 33, I'm sharing these things with you so that in me you will have peace. There are going to be challenges in this world that you face, but take heart, which means be encouraged. Take heart. I've gained victory for you, and you can live in that peace. In the turmoil, in the upheaval that's going on today, Jesus says, be encouraged, because I've given you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And today, many Christians are being caught up in the same kind of turmoil and emotional upheaval that the rest of the world. I mean, look what happens on television. Look what's on the net today. The internet, well, the bombing and people's head being cut off and all those kinds of things. It just absolutely, that shakes the bejaggers out of you. Unless the peace of Christ guards your heart. The peace of Christ guards your heart when your kids go out the door, or the grandkids go out the door, or when you have to go to work and you're seeing all kinds of upheaval around us today. I say before, we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. Maybe Missouri's a little bit better. But they'll catch up if we don't let them. We want them. I know back there in the Midwest and some of those places, it's just like, you know, it's just like 25, 30 years ago. Out here in California, it's craziness. But it's where we're called to. Right? A lot of people come and say, well, we want to move into the Bay Area and ministry and stuff like that. I said, don't you dare. There's only one way that you should come to this place, and if that is if God called you here. Did you know the Bay Area is the hardest place in the nation to minister? The hardest. Now you know why I'm getting old before your very eyes. I wouldn't be any other place but right here. And God says, in my presence is fullness of joy. So if I wanted to go to Hawaii, and God says, you're supposed to be here, I don't want to go to Hawaii. And if I'm supposed to go, if I'm supposed to be here, and I want to go to Missouri, I'd be eaten by a land shark. God knows. God knows. My peace I give to you. How do we live in the Lord's peace in challenging times? And it's so important today. Peace I live with you. My peace I give to you. Do you know that you can't? Well, let me go. I keep wanting to go off on tangents here. Because all my notes are my notes, but they're nothing but springboards. But do you know that you cannot have God's peace and have the turmoil of the world? You can't. The Lord says, cast your burdens upon me. And there's so many Christians that I know, so many friends that we have, are carrying around these incredible burdens in work or family or finances or whatever, and they live their lives burdened down. And that's why you get burnt out. How are we to live in God's peace? Let me give you some quick things here. How do we live in the Lord's peace in challenging times? First of all, don't let external circumstances take control of you. The news, the events that are going on, those things that you just, the blood and the gore out there. We need to keep our minds, our spirits in God's peace. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. Jesus says, if you allow yourself to be manipulated by anything other than me, they will be controlling your relationship with me. External circumstances, and they're banging on us all the time. Everywhere you go, commotion and turmoil and confusion and all those, we don't allow those eternal, external, circumstances to control us. Secondly, don't allow fear and worry to enter in. Do you know that I believe that ISIS and all the rest of them, they won the battle. Because people today are living in fear. I don't want to go on an airplane. I don't want to do this. I don't want to go into a public park or whatever it might be. A fear of somebody's going to come and blow things up. And since 9/11, they changed this nation completely. I had someone just sent me an email, told me to pray. 2.5 hours waiting to get on board a plane. 2.5 hours going through lines, taking your shoes off, x-rays and all that. And I know many people, they're scared to death to get on an airplane because of fear of what could possibly have happened. Well, when you have the peace of Christ, all you got to find out is if you're supposed to be on an airplane or not, right? And if you're fearful, when you're fearful and you're involved with all of this contention, you can't hear God correctly. Fear keeps, it muffles our ears. God says, I've not given you the spirit of fear. So if you know you're supposed to be, that God has called you in that particular place, you say, I don't care, because this plane is going to go to where it's supposed to be because God said it was good. So if you're sitting next to me on an airplane, you feel safe. Because I know that God says, get in this airplane and go somewhere. Or whatever that might be. And I don't worry about my grandkids or my wife or my kids. My family has prayed for 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. And I know that God is shrouding them in His presence. So I don't fear. Because God is greater than any situation that would try to contend against my prayers to Him. In fact, I rejoice in the freedom where God has set me free and no longer entangled by any yoke of bondage. And I've told you my story before. I was scared to death coming out from Chicago in this crazy place of the Bay Area. When I told you the first time I got on 101, here comes somebody I was going south and they were going north, and I was in the right place. Crazy nuts. All the fruits and nuts. Yeah, then I went to San Francisco. Talk about culture shock. I remember up by Pier 39, I had taken my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, and they're from the Midwest. They're farmers, you know, and really nice backbone of the country. So we were up in Fisherman's Wharf and all that. We're walking around like this. We come out Pier 39, and there are 3, 4 people that had tats everywhere. Here, 14,000 colors sticking up like this, and enough piercing to, they would drown if they fell in the water. And my farmer father-in-law, he went back and went, He said, "What is that?" And they had a little sign, "Take your picture with the freaks." So they were getting money so you could go back to the Midwest and see what's out here in California? And they have little pictures, "Take your picture with the freaks." And they were freaks. And talk about culture shock. But you know one thing? I know I'm supposed to be here. I know I'm supposed to be here. I tried. I listened to God when He told me to go away a little while, but I know I was coming back here. At least I prayed for that. And I said, "We'll never complain again." Don't allow fear and worry to enter in. Also, don't allow your relationship with the Lord to be compromised. That's one of the greatest things about this land that we live in, or this area in which we live in. There are 1,000 distractions to take up your time. And it's amazing how our schedules just it's Friday already. What happened to June, folks? What happened to March? It's absolutely incredible how fast things go. And it's easy to redistribute the priorities. And the next thing we know, it's the kids are growing up and this is that and whatever. And we have to make sure. Don't allow your relationship to be compromised. When you step out of that relationship, you're stepping into vulnerability. Because the Lord says that I will cover you with my feathers. Yeah? Was he a duck? Chicken? It's the concept. Where the chicken, the mother hen takes the chickens, the little chicks, and pulls them in for protection. When we step outside of that and we allow that relationship to become compromised, what we're doing is we are literally allowing the enemy to keeping God from blunting the enemy's attack. It's like stepping out. You know, I don't know if any of you water ski. I used to. And it's one thing to stay behind the boat and let the boat pull you. But when you swing out on the other side, or either side, you're cutting the water yourself. and it's 10 times harder. So we stay behind the boat where it's nice and smooth, right? Next, don't move out of God's will and settle for the world's peace. I know people that their whole purpose is to look forward for vacations. To get off of the, and vacations are good, but they live their life looking for vacations. Can't wait to the next vacation. Can't wait for the next distraction. Can't wait, and then they come back and they, we got to get another vacation. And as long as there's something out there to look for, then they're happy. But you take up your vacation leave and all of a sudden you've got the rest of the year, whatever it is, and there's nothing to look forward to. That whole process is not at all. God's will is every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. To stay in that will that literally says, I'm not going to allow the world to dictate my peace. Because it's fake. And what happens, the circumstances, when the circumstances change, the peace goes away, right? Anybody know what I'm talking about? So what we do is we try to contain the circumstances, which we can't do. So we fight, and how are you doing today? Oh, man, I'm just absolutely overwhelmed, incredible stuff. And that's how we live our life. We can't control circumstances. But we are not to allow circumstances to control us. Can we live? Absolutely. And I tell you, God's grace is poured out to you in direct proportion to what you need. And if you're sitting around with or working with people or situations that are overwhelming with you, that's the time. Lord, give me your peace. Because you can't clap with one hand. Lord, give me your peace. I don't want the world's way. Because when the Lord gives it to you, the world can't take it away from you. Don't allow your relationship with the Lord to become stagnant. There's so many people that Ephesians 5:18, be continually being filled with the Holy Spirit. Today's grace for us is sufficient for today. That's the important thing. This is bottom line stuff, but it takes on a whole different perspective when you look at the situations of the way life is today. Be continually filled. Lord, I'm asking for the grace that's sufficient for me today. I've got a business thing to go through. I've got situations, whatever that might be. Lord, you said your grace is sufficient for me today. That grace is released as we stay in God's peace. I like that. I think I rhymed. Grace is released as we stay in God's peace. Write that down. Don't allow that to become stagnant. That relationship with the Lord is to be fresh every morning, throughout the day. Lord, do you see what's happening right now? I thank you that I'm not going to get sucked up in it. I'm not going to allow worry or anger or fear to manipulate me. I'm staying right where you want me to, Lord. And I begin to worship you and honor you. Turn on Christian music. Get those thoughts out of your head. Next, don't forget we win. The Bible says, in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. More than conquerors. Not just we just make it through. We are to establish and to change things. And God's saying from his throne, I need you, folks. I need you to see, to show the difference. And the last one is, keep the main thing the main thing. We can be in God's peace in the midst of a world that's being turned upside down. We can live in God's peace knowing that he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And we can live in God's peace because he needs us to turn America around. And I know that all of us here love this nation. All of us are required to be good stewards of this nation. And if we don't pray for our president, for the Congress, all of our representatives, if we don't pray, who's going to? And I'm praying every day, Lord, put the right person in the presidency for the United States. Lord, let that right person, and I'll tell you more about it later. Because when we vote, as we vote the Bible. Now, the answer to this, get ready with that, guys. America, bless God, and God will bless America. America, bless God, and God will bless America. I want us to again be able to go overseas and say, you're an American. I've had that happen when I grew up. You're an American. Wow. Special place. You have that ready? Sean? You ready? 1 minute. Now, we're a melting pot. And I don't mind it at all. I love the different national. I believe that there is a rule of law. I believe that that's why laws were made. But I'll tell you one thing. We've got to hold on to this, folks. We've got to call things into existence that are not. And I want to close with this song in just a moment. I was going to put God Bless America on, but I decided I'm proud to be an American. And I want people in America to be proud of America. I want us to again be that shining light on a hill that shows the difference between what true love, true law, true freedom is, and to realize that this nation is not an end. I believe if we can swing it back around again and have this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Okay, do you know that? Why don't you go ahead and stand? Do you know that? Do they do that anymore in school? Then let's say it. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it's formed, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I love that. Put your heart. Okay, I want you to get into this too. Go ahead, John. You can stand if you want.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston.
Amen. Amen. Folks, we can't let it be taken away from us. We can't. Take your neighbor's hand. Father, we thank you again for the blessings of this country. We want to see it made great again. We pray for all those in leadership. Father, we're asking for intervention. Give them wisdom. Father, throw away the politics and reestablish this nation under God with liberty for all, justice, freedom for all. Lord, it's our responsibility to pray and to do whatever you have us to do, but we're standing on that promise that you gave our forefathers, that as they honored you, you would make this a great nation. And we're standing for that, Father. We're laying hold of it in Jesus' name. Let your neighbor's hand go. Lift your hands before the Lord. Father, I thank you. I bless everyone here. I release your provision. I release your peace. I release your protection. And I release your anointing, Father, that we go as Christian Americans to bring salt and light to our nations. Now receive the benediction. Thank you, Lord. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon you. Establish the work of your hands. Yes, establish the work of your hands. We agree, we accept it, and we lay hold of it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, amen. Give the Lord a praise offering. Turn around and give somebody a hug. God bless you. Have an awesome week.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday sermon message. Pastor Babish is available for personal and family counseling. Please click the Counseling tab for more information. Again, we would like to invite you to attend our Sunday service or call our office if you have any questions. May the Lord richly bless you.